Mishum kapa. And why do you dip it into the charesis? Mishum kapa, because there's this poison. We're afraid maybe there's poison in the Roman lettuce, in the maror. Rashbam says, Sorok l'shkuya b'charesis mishum kapa. Means oris. Kapa means, one pshat is, it means the oris, that's the poison. Shechazeret yesh payeris. That this chazeres, the Roman lettuce, has this type of poison in it. Kederech chapsolum, like some onions have. Vilkach tzorol tzil shadayim. L'tibur rishin kala kamon. That's why we have to even wash our hands the first time we dip in. Shrei negeya b'mashkin. Kishe mashkin es hachazeres b'charesis. Because when we dip the morer into charesis, it becomes wet. The charesis becomes wet. Now that it's wet, we have to wash our hands before we do it. This is one shot in what kapa means. Barach says no. Rach pirish kapa tulas. It's mamash a worm. The Tanya betrumas hatoloyim shebikri elonis biyasa kapa shebiyerek. So Mashmi learns that we're afraid in the Roman lettuce there are worms there. So therefore, before you eat the worms, you know what you do with them. First, you dip it into charesis and kill the worm, and then eat it. As always, Mashmi from the Rach. So Toys the Kashib, we're afraid that there are worms there. How does it help you to put it into charesis? Even you tell me now that charesis kills it, but you can't eat a worm though. Toys the Kapav Yim Taima. Take Shimonel Shmuel. The Yom in the middle of the Yom of the Seif El Trefus. Kishua Shatliya B'Yevehom Osim Mishum Sheret HaSheret HaLoretz. We have a worm inside the fruit. It's an osa to eat those worms. So according to Shmuel, how can you eat the charesis now? This is the maror dipped into charesis. So what if you're killing the worm? The worm is still there. If you check it out that it has no worms, so then why do you have to dip it into charesis for? Kibun like a kapa. The Shemra tells us like this. That Barayv Yerokas ain't them kapa. The Rayv Yerokas, raw vegetables, do not have these worms inside them. The Somer Shmuel Aruba. Therefore, really, really, you're allowed to eat the vegetables the way they are, because you have a right to be Somech on Rov. Rov of them do not have these worms in it. But Mishum Sakona de Kapa Chashin Lemute, the Sarah Charesis. But Akol Ponim, let's say there is a worm there, there's a Sakona to eat it. So Mishum Sakona, we're afraid you put yourself in danger, but we say, Choyme Sakanta mi Yisurim. We're more machmer about Sakonas than we are about Yisurim. Therefore, the state should not harm you. We're chayshus for the miyat that maybe there is the worm there, and that's why we dip the Roman lettuce into charesis, in order to kill the worms. But I call upon him. The reason why we wash our hands is because since we're going to dip it into liquid, we're going to make the vegetable wet. So before we eat it, we have to wash our hands first. So the maradi sakodadet, because if you're going to tell me light sarach lishkuya, you don't have to dip the Roman lettuce into charesis. The tilo shadayim lomali. How come you have to wash your hands? Holay noga, luchura, you're not touching. I mean, if you don't dip it in, so luchura, your hands are not touching anything. So why do you have to wash your hands? What's the name? V'dilmul yedal meimalach leit sarach leshkuyi. Maybe you don't have to dip it in so much. V'kapa merecha meis. And I'll tell you that we just put it near the charesis. From the smell merecha, from the smell of the charesis, that's what kills either the poison in the Roman lettuce, or it kills the worms there. Or maybe that's all. So for this alone, wouldn't be a right, you have to dip it into it. It could be just put it near it. So if you don't mamish put it in, why do we have to wash our hands? But there it says, Dilma Meshakalei. We're afraid just maybe you'll dip it in. Whereas really, maybe it's enough just to take the maror and put it near the charesis. Maybe you don't have to dip it in. And it's enough to kill the worm or kill the poison in just putting the Roman lettuce near the charesis. The reason why we wash our hands is because we're afraid maybe you put it inside. Yeah. So even though this Gemara is now talking about Roman lettuce, but that's how many go, so by karpas, that we dip it into salt water, we also wash our hands before we eat the karpas, before we eat the potatoes. And one minute the Ella makes a mistake, is that when you eat the potatoes, you dip it into water, you should eat it with your hands. You shouldn't eat it just a fork. Because the only reason why you have to wash your hands is if you touch the peres that are wet. If you only use a fork, you don't have to wash your hands altogether. So the whole meaning to wash your hands is because Mikra Adin, the Mosulsitais, Mikra Adin, this Gemara says, whenever you eat fruits or any food that's dipped into mashke and the food is still wet, before you eat it with your hands, you're supposed to wash your hands. But if you'd only take it with a fork and not touch it, you wouldn't have to wash your hands altogether. So our meaning gives a cold point of paste by night to wash your hands, so the Chura, you should touch the potato then, in order to be Yitzah, the Indian, why to wash your hands. Now, Tosis learns here, Tosis, the Minigolim is,
is a little bit makelum this inyan. There are yechidim of ikra adinya, the grow is very makbid. The grow even holds, you make a bracha whenever you wash hands on peris. But other shittas learn for sure we don't make a bracha. And other people are makel b'chlal this a whole year not to wash the hands. And they could cool this because of taisus. The taisus shita here is that the reason why they used to wash the hands was stam, they're afraid that maybe the mashka will become tummy, and then you'll drink the mashka, and you'll make your body tummy. And Mizmana Chazal, they used to keep themselves clean not to become tummy. So Taisus says here, but his man is there that we're not makbid to keep our bodies tummy, like we touch your mates, we don't become tummy, and we don't become tar anymore, and we're not makbid not to eat food that are tummy ready. Therefore, Taishita is we ain't on a tzrichim nesim tila. We don't have to wash our hands now before we eat fruit that was dipped into water if it's still wet on it. The Amavorach Taish says, "Harais the Mavorach bracha levatola." So bracha levatola to make a bracha. That's Taishita. So the ma'aser, the minig olam is that the people are making this in mitzvah and this inyan because of Teis Shita. However, a lot of other Rishonim learn not like Teis. They learn the Mikra Din, that just like before you eat bread, you're supposed to wash hands. There's a new din. Anytime you have food that was dipped into mashkin, into one of the seven different mashkins, and the food is still a little bit wet, before you eat it, you should wash your hands. So when you ask, if you dry you off the fruit, you don't have to wash your hands. But if you eat a wet apple, Mikra Din, look, you do have to wash your hands. But first, the mini gerlim is that a little bit makel the whole year because the samech on Teis Shita. The Teis Shita you don't have to. But vice versa, call upon and Pesach by night till the other everybody's makbid in that. That's the mitzvah by karpas before you eat karpas to wash hands because vice versa, Pesach by night we are machmir. But the chumra really, if you machmir really, should be a whole year around those like that. Yeah. Weiter. Papa, when you do dip in the mora, the Roman lettuce, into the charoisis, don't leave it there a long time. Don't let it stay there too long. Because Dilma Agav Chalaya, because of the strength of the charoisis, the sharpness of it, the tavlin, you have the spices inside the charoisis, Mavatal Elim Rure, Obi Mavatal will take away the bitter taste of the morer. Ubin on Tam Moravaleta, and the mitzvah of morer is to taste the bitter taste. And if you're going to let it stay in the charoisis too long, the charoisis will take away the bitterness of it, and you won't taste the bitterness of the morer, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. So you have to make sure, just dip in a little bit and take it right out. Don't let it stay in the charoisis. Yeah. The morer adabrei Rav Chisla l'Ravna Ukva. Hey, so Rav Chisla met up and was talking with Ravna Ukva. He was talking with him. The Doris, they dancing like this. Not our yod of the tibble rishon. Yeah. That Dorish. Not our yod of the tibble rishon. Somebody washed his hands on the first tibble is not our yod of the tibble sheni. That's like we do. We wash our hands before we eat the karpas, and then later when we go to eat the matzah, we wash our hands a second time. Omer Rabbon and Kaimed Rapapa. So Rabbon said this over in front of Rapapa. Ho ba'al me'itmer. He said this was learned other places, but not over here. It wasn't learned by the Seder Pesach by night. Why? Because if you want to tell me this halacha was said about the Pesach by night, the Seder by night, why should you have to wash hands two times, Pesach by night? You already washed hands one time at the beginning of the Seder, when you had the karpas, right after Kiddush, we have the karpas. So before the karpas, we washed our hands. So the washing the hands of that time should be enough for the rest of the Seder. So even later when we come to eat the matzah, you should not have to wash your hands a second time. That was his kasha. Mustami did not say this on Pesach B'night. He said it other places. So the Rashbam ho be'al mitmer, b'shati bulun, other places. Shebeshaya mois hashono, she'enom kva. Other places you're not kveya to have your meal, first. In the middle of the year, let's say you ate a wet apple, so then you're supposed to wash your hands, you washed your hands then. You did not think then you're going to have the meal soon. So when you washed your hands then, finished, you ate the apple, then you're Messiah Das from the clean hands, maybe you touched something that was not clean, and when you got to eat, you have to wash your hands again. But here by the Pesach B'night, since you know that you're going to have the meal soon, so when you wash your hands first for the charoisis, you should have in mind then, it should help for the eating later. So to this, the Rashbam, this Sagada, if you can tell me, Hocham, Gabi Morit, mislearned here by Pesach B'night, am I? What do you have to wash your hands a second time for? You already washed your hands the first time before Karpas. Why should you have to wash in the second time when you go to eat the matzah? So the Gemara says, Zimna, another time, Omalu Rapapa. Adrab, another time, Rapapa said just the opposite way. That Hoch Yitma, no, it's Mistar, we set over this memory here on Pesach by night. These Sakhatat, because if you're going to tell me Baal Mitma and other places, Lomali Tretibuli, why do you have to dip in two times? Like, what is he saying here? He's saying here that not to yodah b'tibul rishon, not to yodah b'tibul shen, you have to wash in the second tibul. So who's talking about two times dipping in? Normal, in the middle of the year, you don't dip in two times. So who is only talking about Pesach by night, that we have an inyan of dipping in two times? So, lomali tretibuli, elomai, hoch itma, elomai, he's talking about here, talking on Pesach by night, that is a mitzvah to have two times dipping in. So the question was then, atilu shadayim trei zimna lomali, so good, you bring me a good raya that he had to be speaking about Pesach by night. But the question is, you're kasher back again. Why do you have to wash twice? When you wash first for the karpas, why isn't that enough for later for the matzah also? Hamoshe le'yodech ha'dezimna. You already washed your hands already one time. Why isn't that good? Amri, the answer is, I'll tell you, kivun de boilem eim ragadatom. Since you have to say the Haggadah, the Halel, and you have to say Halel, we're a friend that takes a long time, is Dilma Asuchay Aschladaite. Maybe while you're saying the Haggadah and Halel, you took your mind away. You Masir Das. You stopped thinking about keeping your hands clean. Finoga. And we're afraid, maybe touch your shoes, maybe touch your body, maybe scratch your head, maybe do things that your hands have to be washed again. But since we're afraid you're Masir Das, that's why you have to wash your hands the second time. If you touch something not good, that's why you have to wash the second time. The Taisha speaks out here that Tzorach sheyitva b'tibul sheni lav davka noke b'tibul sheni doesn't mean b'shas you have to wash hands by the tibul sheni by the morrow. To oved lay boser amoitzi to boron tibul shadayim el agav tibul rishon noke tibul sheni but a tila nami gam tzorach tibul bo. Avad, you wash hands by the matzah. We don't wait till the morrow and we dip the morrow into the chareches to wash. Havada, the second washing is by the matzah. The just says shnei tibulim because it said the first tibul, that's the first washing, it says here also. Yeah. Weiter. And that's our meaning, that we wash two times. We wash first by karpas, and then we wash a second time, and we only make the bracha by hamoitzi. Because by the first washing of karpas, we don't make the bracha, because we're choshev for Tosfos Shita. That Tosfos Shita is, there's no chiyuv zman is there to wash your hands for peris. So according to Tosfos Shita, it's a bracha levatala. Other shitas learn not like that, that you do have to make a bracha. So therefore, to do both, we wash our hands, which we don't make a bracha. But, oh my rova, bolo matzah yotzer. Somebody swallows down matzah pesach by night, he didn't chew it. He just swallows it down, he's yotzer. That's called an achila. Swallowing it without chewing it is also called an achila. You mekayim the mitzvah. Shvam says, bolo matzah, v'loy los, you didn't chew it. Yotza, shirei kayim, you mekayim this posset that says, po'erev tzoich lo matzois. Shirei achilhi, that's the chiddush. That's also called an achila. Swallowing it down without chewing it is also called an achila. Omi lechatchila, ta matzah binin. Lechatchila, it's good to chew it in order to taste it. Because lechatchila, you're supposed to have the taste of matzah also. What about the bolo mor? Let's say you swallow down the mor, lo yotza. You're not yotza. Even though you have a ma'is achila, if I say for mor, it's not enough just eating it, you have to taste the mor. And by swallowing it without chewing, you don't taste the bitterness, you're not mekayim mitzvahs mor. What about bolo matzu mor? Let's say you swallow both together, matz and mor. We say yidei matzu yotza, yidei mor lo yotza. Matzu you are mekayim, mor you're not mekayim. Shvam says, Bolo moro lo yotza, the bin and tamor. That's just you say. You have to taste the bitterness of the moro. Velekin, by swallowing, you don't have it. De mishum hochi kopet rachmona limror espiv, shaloichel. The posuk wants you, but after to taste something bitter. Zeichel to remind us of a yamoru eschayayim. That the mitzriyim make us bitter life there. Kach mitzosi kosim chol asvorn. That's where you learn. So that's the way, that's where we're in. So therefore, if you swallow the mori, not yotzer. The chiddush, if you swallow both together, though, yidei matzah you are yotzer, yidei mori, not yotzer. Skur says, yes, the kasher, but it is. Yidei matzah yotzer, yidei mori, lo yotzer. What happened? You swallow together the matzah and the mori, so it's saying the mitzvah's matzah you are yotzer, but mori not. The entire effect is this. Kiven diyein b'mori zeh mitzvah, since there's no mitzvah right now, with the rabbonin, levato mori lahai matzah the badei. Obviously, since we eat this morah right now, you're not makayim the mitzvah, so the morah should be mevatel the matzah. Just like we had before, the bezman is there, you're not allowed to eat matzah and morah together. Because since the matzah is midirais and the morah is only midirabonin, the morah is mevatel the mitzvah. Here also, even bezman based the mikdash in this case, that even is not morah is midiraisa, but we just swallow it down, you're not makayim the mitzvah. So if you swallow down matzah and morah together, how are you yotze mitzvah matzah? L'chura, let the morah be mevatel the mitzvah matzah. It's only shaykh one is mevatel the other when you chew the two of them. That's good, like the other pshat we learned before. If it's totally in tam, that the tam of the matzah gets mixed up with the maror, then they would knock out one of the other. But when they're together, but if they're whole, and you're just swallowing it down, then one is not mevatel the other one. So it could be the same terms of either apply according to the Ramban's pshat. And the Ramban learned before that after matzah and morah, the morah will be mevatel the matzah, it doesn't mean because of the tam. It means as mitzvahs mevatel zu. But it's still only if you chew the two together. That's called you mixed up the two mitzvahs together. But just swallowing it down, each one stays separately, that's not called one is mevatel the other one. And mevatel means when the two things get chewed up together. It's like together now, so it's not nice. The shasha doing the mitzvahs matzah to have something else mixed up with it. But if you swallow down both of them, since each one staying separately, then the Gemara says you would be in the kind of the mitzvah's matzah. What about though, korchon desiv? Let's say you put something around the matzah or the maror. You swallow it down, but you have a sieve. You have something around it, a styrofoam piece of paper around it. Here it's going, the Rashbam says, korchon shneim yachad desiv, hagodl sov vadekol. That's the outside piece of the dekel of the palm tree. Is la yotza. Here the Gemara says, ubolin, you swallow it, after the matzah lo yotza, as you take the matzah maror, or even the matzah alone, this will be, and you wrap something around it, and now you swallow it down, lo yotza, now makayim the mitzvah. That's not called achilim at all, because since the matzah didn't touch your throat, because you had something around the matzah, that's not called an achil at all. Therefore, this you're not makayim the mitzvah. Right, so some people, this also, they take sometimes pills that are treif. If you say it's treif, some may say, tell you, is wrap something around the pill and swallow it down. That was this Gemara. Because we have something wrapped around it, it's not called Nachil at all. And partial pills will be alright anyway, because it's not called Derech Achila that way. But Kopen here it says, if you have something wrapped around the matzah and then you swallow it down, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, this is not called an Achila. So Sha'arei, lo yehoye mamash befiv, nothing was really in your mouth. Lo yzev lo yzev, ukezorken ebu lachamas dom, it's like throwing something down the pitcher. That's not called nachila. Right? Omer Rav Simi Barashi, matzo lifnei kol echad v'echad. By the pace of seder by night, everybody should have his own matzo. Moro lifnei kol echad v'echad. B'shas yisayin v'agodo, everybody should have their own matzo and their own moro. V'charoisis lifnei kol echad v'echad. Everybody should have their own plate of charoisis. So Shbam learns that matzo lifnei kol echad means minik shalhem, the time of the Gemara, hoya lehosev ala mitos, used to lie down on their beds. Everybody had their small table in front of them. Hilkach, therefore, sorach matzah umor lefnei kol echad v'yechad al shulchanoi. Since everybody had his small table next to him, on his table he had to have matzah umor and charoses there. Avul didan zot Rashbam, but our tables now that everybody eats together on one big table ain't sorach. You don't have to have everybody their own matzah umor. Kiyum lefnei mi shoyis haseidah. Only upon the bal haseidah. He has the right later to give out to everybody a piece of his matzah and a piece of his maror. We only take away the shulchan in front of the person that says the agoda. That we had before. After you make kiddush, then you make karpas, then you take away the table, and the tinnik asks the questions, what are you taking away the table for? So you tell him, don't worry, we'll bring it back again, and then he starts asking the manishtana. So who do we have to take the table away from? Only from the one that's the Baal HaGodah. Elofnei mi shremer HaGodah. So Rashbam, shemitzvi la'akiras ha'shukhan kamon, ki echad lehevi ha'keil tinoikis. That the kids should ask questions. So Rashbam, like our minute, what do we do today though? V'hanei minu didhu, it's only b'zman ha'gemara. The evil is shukhan kot, everybody had a small table. Lefnei mi shremer HaGodah levadoin. V'chenuch alechad, avul ono mistaknet, but we have a big table. And it's too hard to take the big table out of the room like we had before. Therefore, what we do is just we take the car, we take the plate, and move the plate away a little bit. And that should be the minute that says, Brother Lalochem. That after you have the car pass, before you start saying the manishtana, you pick up the car and move it away a little bit. So the kids ask questions, what are you moving it away for? And then you bring it back, and then you start saying the agoda. But the opinion to take away the plate, the table, Bisman HaGemara, each one had their own tables, was only in the front of one that said the Haggadah. Rav Huna says no. Kula Nami Lefnei Mi Shemer Haggadah. He holds all of them only has to be in front of the one that says the Haggadah. You don't have to have matzah, mor, and charis on everybody's small table. The Ilchus like Rav Huna. But the Loch is like Rav Huna, though, no. That everybody has to have. That even the Zman had Gemara, everybody had their own tables. You only have to have the matzah and the Mor and the Chereses upon one table. The Baal HaSeder. So the Mor now Lo Moiknes Hashulchan. What's this inyan that after we make Kiddush and Karpa is supposed to take away the table? Armed the very Abyanai Kadesh Yakiru Tunaikis. That the children should see something's going on here. Like we didn't start eating yet. How can we take away the table? The Yishlo and they should ask questions. And then after they ask this question, then you bring the table back again. Because the Shas, you say the Haggadah we have before, you have to have the matzah and the mor in front of you. Like we'll soon see, the whole Seder is sit on the matzah. Abaye had the Yosef Kaim and the Rabbah. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbah. Chozi saw the Kormadle Taka Mekameh. He saw them take away the table in front of him. Omulu, so Abaye asked him, Adaye loika achlino, we didn't eat yet. Also, Komakri Taka Mekamon, you take away my table? What are you taking away my table for? I didn't eat yet. What are you doing here? Omale Rabbah, so Rabbi Rabbah told him, Patros similar Manishtana. Ibazar, you patros are saying Manishtana. We don't have to say no Manishtana. Though what the Manishtana is to wake us up to ask questions, you goof ask the question, that's enough. So Tosis learns that Avadi didn't really patter with this alone, that we have to ask the four questions. That Avada asking this question alone is not enough. Just that they ask this question, they'll be used to asking questions, they'll ask more questions. But just asking this one question, how can we take away the table, that's not enough to say that for the whole Manishtana. Our Gemara says, the Gemara only says Abaya's first question. The Mashmah Toys learns Abaya Taka did ask all the four questions right away. So as soon as he asked all the questions, Rabbi said, he asked all the questions, that's enough. Pashta Gemara is not Mashmah so much like that. Pashta is Mashmah that if he asked this question, that's enough. So the Iker is to get you involved to ask questions. And as soon as you ask the questions, right away we can go to say Avodim Ayinu. O Mashmuel, Lechem Oini. What's the Pshat in the Pasuk says? Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvorim. That we say things on this matzah. And as Pesach B'nai, the whole Seder, the whole Haggadah is said on the matzah. Tanya Nami Hochi, Lechem Oini, what is the Torah called? Matzah Lechem Oini? Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvorim Harbi. Oini means we say. There's a Lechem that we say a lot of things upon this. In other words, the matzah Pesach B'nai is the symbol for the whole Seder. The whole Seder is set upon the matzah. And the Maral, Rosh Hashem is Mazber, that the symbol is Cheres, that becoming free. He says a free person means only has himself. A slave is Meshubed, works for somebody else, he's not a free person. So matzah, that's free. All it has is just in itself the flour and the water. Once it starts to rise, that's called, you have other things added onto the goof. It's not the goof of the matzah. So Pesach B'nai, the symbol of Cheres is the matzah itself. Just the flour and the water, before it starts to rise, get other things added into it. So therefore we say that God, they're on the matzah. Dovrach, another pshat is lechem oini. What does it mean, lechem oini? Oni, ksiv. No, the apostle doesn't say oine. It says oni. Ayin nun yud. That's all the Torah says. In the notion oni, a poor man's bread. Ma oni, just like a poor person. Shadaka v'prusa, he eats a half of a loaf. He doesn't eat a whole loaf. Is aftan huadin pesa b'nai v'prusa. That the